these few minutes, I just want to say something and then we're going to pray. I want you to listen for all that are searching, questioning, visiting, seeking truth. Romans 10, verse 8, says this, just listen, but the word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart, tonight, as you've listened to quite a few people share their story, their testimony, even the song that Ivory sang, the spoken word that Jonathan Hudson just did, it is a matter of the heart. But the word of God tells us if you confess with your mouth, that means if you open up and say, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. If you confess, I'm gonna say it again, with your mouth, that Jesus is Lord, meaning that he is king, meaning that if I confess with my mouth that Jesus is ruler over all, that Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior, Jesus is the one that has saved us from our sin. If I believe this, if I confess this, with my mouth. Some of us, we confess a lot of things. We say a lot of things. We've all had our moment of confession to someone. But scripture is leading us to Jesus Christ and a confession that if you make this confession, you're free. If you make this confession, you become a new person tonight. If you make this confession, there's victory in your life. If you make this confession, there is deliverance from the bondage of sin. If you make this confession that Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, this is important. You've got to believe tonight that Jesus went to the cross and died for your sins. He took our place. He wiped out our sin debt because of his finished work on the cross. And on the third day, he rose again. Once dead, now alive. Nobody but Jesus. He goes to the cross and takes on the sin of all mankind. It's not complicated, but you just got to believe in your heart that God's only son went to the cross and died for you and I. Was put in a grave. They rolled a stone over it. And on the third day, the ground shook and the angels rolled it back. Then they sat on top of the rock. I imagine them just kind of kicking their feet in the air with a big smile, inviting anybody to go in and to look into the grave because Jesus was no longer there. He rose. And friends, I believe it in my heart that he rose on the third day for me. I believe he's alive. I believe that because Jesus rose from the grave, I have new life. And I know in my heart that I'm saved because my word says all I need to do is just believe this. I don't need to figure it out. I don't need to try to figure out, wait, how in the world does a dead man inside of a grave after being nailed to the cross with thorns on his hand, they wrapped his body up and put him in a tomb. How in the world? I don't need to think about that and ask questions about. I just need to believe in my heart. After all the other stuff that we tend to believe in, you can't believe this. Some of you out here, without even thinking much about it, believe that tomorrow's going to be a bad day. Mm-hmm. Some of you have already decided that tomorrow's going to be a terrible day on the job. Some of you have probably already leaned over and told your wife or your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your brother, your sister. You've already texted somebody like, I know what tomorrow's already going to be like. I just know it. How many of you have said that? I just know it. That's what's about to go down tomorrow. We are quick to just believe that this is what's about to happen. But yet we struggle to just read this book of life and just believe that if I just open up my mouth, confess Jesus as Lord, and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I will be saved. Let's change our belief system. You've allowed too many matters of the heart that deal with just this temporary stuff of struggles that you might be facing in your finances or your job or your boss. Let's move those matters out the way and let's start with this. Maybe this will become the foundation of your heart and it will change the way you think. It'll change the way you think about tomorrow. It'll change the way you think about Tuesday. If you can walk out of this sanctuary tonight and say, I'm saved and I believe it in my heart. I'm saved because Jesus went to the cross and he died for me. I'm a new person. Believe. Believe. Every time that I get a lot of this, just, you know what it is to get a lot of noise in your head? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. You know the noise? Like you ain't gonna make it. Tomorrow's gonna be terrible. Oh, man, you look in the mirror and you just frown at yourself. All types of voices, all types of noise in your head. New York's awful. New York don't love me. The city doesn't love me. My family doesn't love me. They hate me. Everybody's talking. There's a lot of noise in your mind. There's a lot of noise coming back at you. There's one voice that matters. It's the voice of Jesus Christ that says, I love you. It's the word of the Lord that brings life. I don't care what those voices are saying in your head constantly. But if you believe in your heart tonight, you will be saved. And the salvation of the Lord is victory in your life. Someone here is tired of feeling like it's just a losing battle every day. I know it. You just feel like you're losing. You feel like you can't get ahead. But see, to know Jesus Christ as Savior is to live a life of victory in Christ Jesus that allows you to win every single day. This is why he just said, I just need you to confess with your mouth that I'm Lord. And when you make that confession out of your mouth, it's got to be something that you believe in faith in your heart. That God raised up his son, Jesus Christ, for me. He's my Savior. I've got victory in him. I've got new life in him. I'm a new person. I'm not going to sit around and just dwell on all of these voices that are running through my head and in my mind and telling me I can't go on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I win tomorrow. I win tomorrow. Tonight, I want to come against depression in the name of Jesus. You know, salvation is able to save you from depression. Salvation in Jesus Christ saves you from depression, but you got to believe right here. It might be overwhelming, the noise that's going on in here, but Jesus Christ has the power to deliver you from depression. That you might stand up tonight and be like, I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. Jesus Christ, for those of you that may not understand that, but Jesus Christ is recognized as the sacrificial Lamb of God. a demonstration of this perfect person with no flaws, nothing. He lived a perfect life, but he came down to take on the mess and become filth for you and I. And he goes to the cross and he dies for us and he comes alive again on the third day. And he's alive today. And I believe. Would you stand up with me? We're going to pray. We're going to pray and we're going to open up this space for anyone that would like to come down and pray this simple prayer, a confession. I'm going to invite people to come down. I know you might be like, I can pray it right from where I'm at. But there's something special about coming forward and making a public declaration of your life given to Jesus Christ. We as a church, we want to stand with you. We want to pray. That's right. Be bold tonight. Be bold. Some of you have been walking around with your head down way too long. Way too long. It's like the way we walk around here in New York City. Imagine us walking around in New York City with our head down. We get run over. We all know how to walk in New York City. We walk with our head up. Now that's in the natural, but in the supernatural, in the spirit, God wants you to put your head up tonight. If you could confess that Jesus is Lord. So you come down right now. Family, friends, brothers, sisters, husbands, wives. You've been walking with your head down too long. Come down here and I want you to confess tonight that Jesus is Lord, and I want you to believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead on the third day, and you will be saved tonight. Make your way down right now. Grab someone's hand and be like, you're coming with me. I don't care if they shake their head. No, I'm not going. You say, no, you're coming with me, because we want to live a victorious life tonight, a saved life tonight, a life of salvation tonight. Enough is enough. Every child in here, if I'm speaking to you, you as a teenager, you come down here right now. You college students, come down here right now. Give your life fully over to Jesus Christ. Now, dads, you come right now. Grandfathers, you come right now. You give your life to Jesus Christ. Do not allow pride to get in the way of your new life in Jesus, walking in victory. These people that are coming down and saying, I'm not walking with my head down anymore. I'm going to walk in victory in Jesus Christ. You keep coming. You keep coming. Go. Come on. This is a victory night tonight. Come on. Slide on in. This is a victory night tonight. Come on. Jesus Christ. Let's worship. We're going to pray in just a minute, but we're going to give some folks some time to come on. Come on, our heads are going to be high tonight. Hallelujah. Hey, put your hand over your heart. Put your hand over your heart. Pray this prayer with me. I believe in you, Jesus. I confess to you tonight that you are Lord. That you are my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Change me. Make me a new person. I look to you, Jesus, to lead me, to guide me. Give me victory in my life. I believe that you rose from the grave. I believe that you are the King of Kings. I believe that you are Savior to me. Heal my heart. Come inside of my heart. Give me new life. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross, taking my place, and giving me life. In your name I pray. Amen and amen and amen.